This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us live today from McGurk's in Horsham. It is trade deadline day, presented by Surfside Ice, Tea, and Vodka. And boy, do we have a big day ahead of us. The Phillies make a huge move last night, and maybe more to come today. We got a ton of guests that will be a part of our show. James Seltzer right now is at the trade deadline desk. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I want to give a special shout-out to my man, Ken, instead of missing, because he just gave me a bottle of Riesling.
Your new
shout
favorite.
Shout-out to Ken.
Hey, and I just want everybody to see. You see how big this bottle is, and you see how big I am? I'm done drinking out of glasses. Because this ain't a whole – dog, and Joe's trying to tell me, oh, that's a lot of liquor. No, this is not a lot of liquor.
No, this is not a lot of liquor.
What he was doing yesterday.
You'll need more than that in one sitting.
But here's the thing.
But he was trying to make it sound like there wasn't much in a bottle of wine. I'm like, it is more than your typical beer. But here's the thing.
Look at this in my hand, right?
It's tiny, yeah.
Ain't no need for me to grab a glass.
I agree with that.
It's no, like, seriously.
It's like a beer bottle.
It's like a, it's exactly,
it is
like,
it's like a
tall,
bottle.
It's a it tall boy.
It's a tall boy.
So it's
exactly
no need for me, like, I'm at the point now, ain't no need for me to wash no more dishes. Like, when I drink these, this is how it's going to be from now on.
Strong.
I don't care what you think about me. I don't care how hoity-toity you are from now on. Wine is getting drunk like this. It ain't getting drank, it's getting drunk like this.
Now we're off and running talking about getting drunk. All right, a lot to discuss today. Kyle's back in the studio, 215-592-9494. And, Hugh, we get to react to something we haven't had a chance to do around here in a while, which is a deadline blockbuster. Johan Duran last night.
Johan Duran.
Oh, I love his name. I love the pitcher, too. He is one of the best closers in baseball. And, Hugh, yesterday the Phillies land him. And it was one of those days I was watching and following the rumors all day, and at some point I thought they were going to miss out on him because it seemed like the Twins were demanding Andrew Painter, and the Phillies said, we're not giving up Andrew Painter. And then I'm like, oh, where is he going to go? Dodgers, Mariners. And then it circled back around the time the Phillies were actually playing the White Sox, which I think I heard on the morning show we're just going to ignore that game yesterday, just pretend that didn't happen.
You know what's funny?
Just totally ignore the game.
Shout out to Bros. Listen to the Bros last night trying to get to glean what was going on. Nobody talked about it.
We buried that one last night.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where the news of the day kind of outweighed everything. As a matter of fact, saw a little bit of the High Hopes podcast last night.
There we go.
Tuned in and saw you guys glowing.
Oh, yeah.
So it was one of those things. So it was one of those things where I was like, well, I guess we ain't really talking too much about the game.
There's big picture and there's small picture. Last night's game, small potatoes. The big story is who the Phillies got their closer. Johan Duran from the Twins is here. He's been one of the best relievers in baseball for years. He has two more years on his contract after this
year.
He's got control. He averages 100 miles an hour on his fastball.
on average.
Just rolling out of the bed.
We're not going to know what to do when we see this guy. Guys, think about our bullpen right now. They don't throw with any velocity. We haven't seen someone like this around here in a very long time. Hugh, what's your reaction? Because mine is, I love this. Look, they gave up Mick Abel, who showed some promise when he got to the big leagues this year. They give up Eduardo Tait, who could have become their future catcher, but he's only 19 years old. He's probably 3 to 4 to 5 years away from being an everyday regular player. I said yesterday I didn't care about the future. I still believe that. I still feel that. The future is now, and Duran gives them a way better chance, to get through the postseason and win the World Series with him in the back end. Hugh, what was your reaction when you heard, and how are you feeling right now?
You know, allow me to long talk for a minute, yep. Joe, because there was a lot going on yesterday. You know, we had the rain delay game. We had the beatdown that we took that nobody talked about.
Again, we talked about not talking about
that. No, but I think it's relevant to the conversation that we're having.
Well, the bullpen did get destroyed yesterday against the White Sox.
And the fact that, you know, this city is so passionate about baseball and all their sports that it didn't matter that we lost to a bad team because we got a good closer.
Got rocked.
Like,
by
that bat. That blew my mind. Like, because when I turned on, you know, watch my man Seltzer on TV, and nobody mentioned it. Everybody's just smiling and happy.
I know.
And I'm like, this guy must be that dude.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, listening to Bros last night, this guy must be that dude. And it just – I was like, wow. That was the biggest thing that I took away from it, because losing to the Sox the way that we did, it was – most people would be upset about that. That would be the conversation. Nobody cares. Nobody
cares. Well, he has been that dude in the big league since he got up. I mean, James, we're talking about one of the better closers in baseball. And the fact that they got him without giving up their two or three best prospects that's the win to me. Like, they got him. They still have more ammo for today. And they solved an issue, or at least helped solve an issue, which has been there all year. This bullpen stinks. And they can't get strikeouts out there. They can't get outs out there. And this guy does it all.
He changes everything. Yeah. I mean, the complexion of the bullpen with having Kirkring and Strom like reasserting himself. Like, all of a sudden, and then you add Robertson. All of a sudden, the bullpen has some depth to it. It has guys you feel comfortable pitching in big games in the postseason. And to what you were saying, I mean, this guy is that dude. He's the best closer we've had here in over a decade. He has the best stuff, arguably, of any closer in the sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned the speed. He has the second hardest average fastball in baseball this year to Mason Miller. He has the hardest average splitter by like 4 miles per hour.
Look how
glowing his splitter comes
in
at 98 and a half miles per hour.
I'm going to need to sit down when I watch him pitch for the first time. We haven't seen this around here in so long. A relief pitcher that could throw strikes and velocity?
It's going to pop off the screen to people when they see it. And just as a watching every game of this team, like night to night, just to be able to go into the ninth inning with a lead and feel comfortable, I mean, that's going to be such a freeing feeling as a Phillies fan. They have to add a bat. I know we'll get into that. But they had two massive needs to make this team great, and they filled one of them in a way better way than I could have thought. And quickly to your point about what they gave up, like, they gave up a lot. Tait and Abel are real prospects, but I am stunned that was all it took to get to run.
I agree. I thought it would have been more, and I think Dave Dombrowski made a great deal yesterday. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this? I mean, we did a show, Hugh, I think it was a week or so ago. Do you expect the Phillies to make a big move? And we had a lot of our audience said they did not.
I didn't expect that.
I know you didn't. And you know what? And it was fair based on, like you said, his history here. Now, Dave Dombrowski's history in baseball is he does this. This is what he does. I want to hear from everyone today. 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on today. Al's going to be with us next hour. James on the news desk. Jack will hop in on the news desk. Later on, Scott Fransky will be here for the 12 o'clock hour. Excited to have Scott's thoughts on everything going on, what happens. James will tell us any moves that are happening and big rumors, including the Phillies, what they're involved in today. And then later in the show, Spike and Ike, before their show, will be with us. So a lot going on the show today, live at McGurk's. We want your phone calls and your reaction to the Phillies landing Duran from the Twins. But two thoughts I had to you that why this is such a big deal. One, Dave Dombrowski finally did it, right? Like, he has slow played making the big move in a trade since he got here. He's done it in free agency, right? He signed Trey Turner. He gave him tons of money.
Yeah.
And he signed Schwarber and Castellanos. He's done it in free agency. But he has not made a big trade. And two deadlines in a row, he had the opportunity to make the team better and put him over the hump. He didn't do it. I mean, he got guys like Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro.
Fringe players.
Austin Hayes. Even Carlos Estevez is not close to the level of Johan Duran. So, finally, Dombrowski did it. And the second thing, Hugh, that struck me, and James kind of alluded to this, is they now have a presence in the ninth inning. And I think that makes a big deal in October. I'm just thinking, like, if the Phillies get a lead 2-1, 3-1.
And then you got that guy throwing that gas.
You know what you have? I think you also have the opponent starts counting the outs.
Yeah, like, 100%.
As a fan, I do that. Like, if the Phillies are facing one
no
of the best
doubt,
closers,
dude.
I'm like,
no
I'm like, bleep. You know, there's nine outs to go, but it's really six, right? Like, we got to face that guy in the ninth inning. I always thought the Yankees had an advantage, not just because Rivera was great. It was like, it's the sixth inning. He's coming in the eighth. Like, you only have two innings left to score, and then otherwise the game is over. Hugh, this guy's that good, and not quite Rivera, but he's that good that I think he just changes the way the games go in October, the fact that he's waiting for the ninth inning.
And the fact that, you know, when you think about it, 100 miles an hour at
any, on average?
Like, late in the game, like, late in the game, and you got that gas, mm-hmm. got that arm. Yeah, got that cannon, yeah. I don't recall seeing that here ever, so I'm excited to see that.
Billy Wagner
yeah.
is the closest
yeah, back in
thing
the, yeah,
we
that's
yeah.
20 years ago.
That was a long time ago. And Billy Wagner, I remember Billy because Billy was like a little fire plug.
Yeah, Billy, Hall of Famer now.
Yeah, congratulations to Billy.
But you're right, James, you're right. It's been 20 years we've seen that around here. I mean, Papelbon was good. No one liked him, but he was good. But he wasn't throwing as
like
hard.
Yeah, that,
Lynch
that
wasn't
was
throwing
Al's
that.
Guy.
We had great yeah. closers, but we have not had a guy who throws gas like this yeah. since Billy Wagner.
Well, just think about this compared to the rest of the last few Octobers. I mean, 2022, it worked for the most part, but they were like piecemealing it together. It was Eflin and Alvarado and Sir Anthony. And then in 2023, it was a disaster with Kimbrel, and Kirkering wasn't ready for the moment. And then last year, it blew up. I mean, James, they had a good bullpen going in, but Hoffman struggled. And Estevez, he gave up the grand slam to Lindor. I mean, we haven't had a guy that you could count on in the big moment in a very long time. All right, let's hear Dave Dombrowski yesterday, after the trade went down, asked, I think, a fair question. Like, hey, Topper usually mixes and matches. What is this guy? Is he the closer? Here's Dombrowski yesterday.
Thompson hasn't formally used the closer designation that much in past years. So what made you want to get a guy that you can even give that label to?
Because he's good enough. Really, I mean, he's legitimate. I mean, he's a legitimate closer. And we talked about it beforehand that if we got him, he'd be our guy. So, and then it does help in the sense that he can mix and match around. He gets lefties and righties out. In fact, his average, I mean, righties don't hit him. Their batting average is, their OPS is not very good at all, but their batting average for lefties are just it's amazing how low it is overall. And so he gets lefties and righties out. The one thing they told me, they said, don't worry, he'll pitch. If you wanted him to use another inning, he would. And Rod Thompson said, well, we're pitching him in the ninth. You know, now he has also pitched multiple innings at various times, too, but I don't think we're getting him for that purpose.
The fact that he said he's good enough, he's legit, it was almost his way, James, of saying, we really haven't had a real closer. That's why we run the bullpen the way we do.
Yeah, blatantly. And I think that, you know, it's not just the ninth, it's the way it shakes out beforehand. The reason Rob Thompson is used, whether it's Alvarado or Kirkering, in these spots in the seventh or eighth against the heart of the order, is because he knows he doesn't trust anyone else yeah. to face those guys. Now you can bring Kirkering in to face the heart of the order yep. and still have Duran waiting behind him. So it's such a massive move for the Royals. And again, we haven't really talked about Robertson coming back too. And to your point, I do think, and we talked about this in the morning, but we talk so much, and rightfully so, about the bats, you know, swinging them out of the playoffs last year. We don't talk nearly enough about the bullpen being an abject failure in the playoffs as well, which contributed perhaps equally as much to them being out last year.
You know, I think we always go point back to the bats. They got no hit in the World Series in 22 yeah. after they were up 2-1, and they've gone cold too. But James is right, and you think about, like, go back to the Arizona series. If they don't blow game 4,
yep,
they may not go to game 7, right? But the bats may not have the chance to go cold. I mean, Kimbrel and Kirkering struggling in Arizona flipped the series back to the Diamondbacks. We may not have to have that happen. And let me point back to last year. I know game 3 and 4 were a disaster against the Mets. The Phillies win game 1
yep.
if they finish the game. I was at the game.
Yeah.
Wheeler pitched as good of a game as you could have. They have a 1-0 lead. Now, I know you want more runs, but, like, Hugh, the bullpen closes game 1. They probably beat the Mets in that series last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's hope springs eternal. When you talk about a guy that throws like that and you have these tight games, because that's been the Phillies' Achilles heel in the playoffs, is when they face good pitching, the bats go cold.
So the now, games are probably going to be tight.
Yeah, really tight. So and that's why you need somebody that's going to be – if you're going to go get a bat, you need somebody that's going to be consistent at the plate when they get up and don't swing for the fences all the time.
Yeah, speaking of those bats, we heard from Jim Salisbury in the morning show earlier this week that the veterans, they really wanted to move, and they would have been upset if not. Let's hear from Schwarber after the game last night when he got word of Duran coming to the Phillies. Here's what he had to say.
Whenever you make a splash for a high caliber player, that means something. And it means that they really want you to, you know, they really want to help put you over the top and get you going. And with our adding him to some of our back end arms that we have already, that I feel like that's going to be a really tough 7-8-9 to kind of navigate for an offense.
So, James, it's interesting the way he framed it. One, it gives him a boost. And I think they needed that. I mean, when I heard Jim say that on your show, was it Monday or Tuesday, I was like, you know what? It's striking because they're basically saying, we need help. Dave, come on. Like, we've danced this dance before. Help us. I think it's a huge boost to the clubhouse.
Totally. And I think we don't think about those type of things enough. You know, we talk so much about culture and everyone being fired up and motivated and all that. We don't talk enough about how not investing in a team in a trade deadline, this situation, can suck the life out of guys. Can say, all right, our front office doesn't even believe in us enough to go add to get the guys we need. And that can really, like, sink a team's sails. I think this is a massive, obviously, infusion of talent, but also infusion of life in that clubhouse, potentially.
There was a quote this morning. Schwarber was quoted by Todd Zielecki saying it reminds him of when the Cubs went and got Chapman in 2016.
That's a big quote, man.
I know. And the Cubs were good enough maybe without him, but that was like the, all right, guys, let's go
finish
this.
They gave up
this.
A real, like, Gleyber Torres said that was a real prospect at that point.
I was saying yesterday, like, in totality, the Cubs got 40 innings out of Chapman. The Yankees got 6 years and a few All-Star games out of Torres. The Yankees probably won the deal, but the Cubs won the World Series.
And would make the trade 100 times out of 100.
Like, if Eduardo Taik goes on to be, I heard Joe this morning, you know, when I was on that hour with you guys, he said, yeah, he could be the best catcher in baseball one day. Okay. Hey, I mean, he could. If the Phillies win the World Series with Duran, I'm not going to care. 215-592-9494. Kyle back in the studio. How are we feeling this morning, Kyle, as the Phillies land a closer?
I mean, I don't know how you could not feel super pumped. Like, and I get the whole tight thing, but, like, we'll find a new and better catching prospect. I don't give a crap about him right now. Screw the future. we did this whole thing yesterday. Like, the future is now. So I love the Duran move. Would I feel better if they got another bullpen arm? Just given what the Mets did, I still think the back of their bullpen might be a little bit better with Helsley and Diaz. But I think since we need less length out of our bullpen, like our starting pitchers go deeper, I can live with it. Definitely want that bat, though. So I'm looking for Dave to do a little bit more today.
Yeah, and we are on the lookout. James is at the trade desk. Anything we hear, rumors with the Phillies. Before we go to the phone lines, quickly, this morning, I guess a few names still being bandied about as potential bats, right? So Luis Robert, we know about James. He's still out there from the White Sox. Stephen Kwan, probably the best possible position player that could get moved today.
That at least has been talked about.
Yes.
In the movie.
And
never
then
know.
The Cardinals bats started to come up this morning, which is interesting because it feels like the Phillies and Cardinals have almost lined up on deals a lot the last couple years. Like, they were in on the Helsley thing. So
well, they did make the JoJo Romero for Edmundo Sosa deal a few years ago.
So look, Brendan Donovan's one of my favorite players in baseball. So
he's so much fun.
A bat. We are on the lookout for a bat.
Lars Nootbaar would make these he would make the Phillies better. Like he would make a better addition to this outfield. Like either any of those guys would help this.
Yeah, they'd be huge. So we're on the lookout for a bat, and we'll be monitoring every rumor out there with James on the trade desk. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a trade deadline Thursday. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy Dave Day, man.
It is Dave Day. It's about time.
Finally.
Guy's been here years finally giving us a day like this.
As a pulse.
Hey, well, we're talking about additions. Well, we're talking about additions to the team. Can we just keep Seltzer on the midday show? Can we do that?
Well, I don't know how that, you know.
The hours would be better.
Yeah, this guy, he works a lot. He does, you know, he does the Go Birds, two podcasts.
You know,
is that as an addition, or who are we subtracting?
Yeah, addition. We're not getting rid of Kyle
Kostas. No, addition.
That's
we're not subtracting.
He's better than I am,
just,
so.
Listen, we're like the Phillies. We're just getting better.
Joe, oh,
we're
just, I don't know well, if Joe like that.
I mean, Chris, you, I mean. You, I mean, you realize, you like, someone know, has to leave. Know, someone has to leave the Phillies bullpen for Duran to come in.
You realize that's what I'm saying. Like, I like Seltzer too.
Yeah. Joe, listen.
Yes, yes.
We know that on this show, we are always, a few words away from a man's mouth of him being gone. You know what I mean? Like, in
Hugh insurance. I like that.
You know, we should talk to Rod about that. A little Hugh insurance.
I caught a straight.
Well, I mean,
a little bit.
I had people coming up to me last night. Wait, did Hugh really get fired? Was that real?
Dude, the amount of people who believed your tweet, if you look at the like responses to your tweets, oh no, Hugh, I love you.
No, my favorite responses were, they stink anyway. They don't need you. Start your own thing.
Like, is that easy? Dead serious. That was great.
Guys, I'm sorry. Kyle's going to get mad at me. I went off track here. Let me lock back in, all right? So, one quick point, too, and I know James will address this. Don't sleep on DeRoberts. Because everybody keeps losing in a shuffle. We got two bullpen arms. We got the dominant closer, and then we got Roberts. So I don't think that's a nothing mover. But I absolutely love this trade. Philadelphia, I want you to imagine this. Like, we got a closer that just took a game from nine innings and made it eight. Like, he is that good. He's 27 years old. He's in his prime, all right? Like, you can't do any better than this. Like, and the best part is he's under contract for two more years after this year. So it's not a rental. It's not even a 1.5 year guy. It's a 2.5 year guy during the prime of his career. Like, it's unbelievable. And to top all of this off, anybody who is not familiar with this guy, go out, go to Twitter, go to Facebook or whatever social media you use and look at his entry. This guy's entry music is the gong that The Undertaker used to come into with.
Yes.
With that music behind it.
I can't wait for that in October.
Dude.
The lights off.
Well, it's awesome in Minnesota with a bunch of Minnesota fans. Like, imagine what it's going to be like here.
Have you seen his entrance, Hugh?
I haven't, but I've heard about it because that you're like, dude, I've heard a few people talk about it.
October's going to be pretty cool, man. The book. Opposing teams thought that they knew what they were up against when they came in. Like, you add this flavor to it, this place is taking it to a whole different level. And, guys, one thing I want to leave you with, okay? Get your popcorn ready, because Deadline Dave is not done yet. He's bringing us a bat today. Get ready to ring the B-A-L-L! Let's go, Billy!
Yeah, now we're off and running.
Oh,
there
we
go.
That right
we are
there.
Off and running.
Deadline Dave. He went from like, oh, not going to make a move. Oh, yep. Now he's Deadline Dave. I love it.
Yeah, and it's about time. Again, the last 2 years, really, when you look back, that wasn't the real Dave Dombrowski. That's not the Dave Dombrowski that is good. And it was said this morning, it's true. He is going to the Hall of Fame. He's put together a Hall of Fame career. We haven't had Hall of Fame Dave here. This feels like a Hall of Fame Dave move. Did you watch that entrance there, Hugh?
Dude, the fact that you are that dude enough that they cut the lights off
yes.
on
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that play. Listen.
So it starts with The Undertaker's music.
It's awesome. And then it goes almost like Lion King. It's like, and it's like, then it gets hip-hop somehow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, I watched it like four times yesterday.
As excited as Seltzer is, you know, when he gets excited, he tends to cuss a little bit. I'm excited that he's excited.
I just can't wait. Game one of the postseason, they're up 3-2 in the ninth inning, and he comes rolling out to that thing. It is going to be incredible.
That's a different kind of energy, though, man.
That is
a different kind of energy.
And they need that. They need a boost here. They got it. They also need more. That's what Dave Dombrowski's after today. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Johan Duran trade yesterday. The Phillies land him. They have a new closer. Now what? Do they get more in the bullpen? We'll hear from Dave Dombrowski on the bullpen. Do they have enough? And are they done? They better not be. I need a bat by 6 p.m. today to get over the hump. 215-592-9494. We're live today. McGurk's in Horsham. Come on out. Presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Can you learn this song the way you learned Stott's song and sing it?
No, I'm listening.
He's learning it right now.
I'm listening. I'm trying to listen to the words, okay. But you're talking.
You would have had it already if it weren't for you.
I've heard this at the club somewhere.
Yeah?
But I was drunk. But
I heard it. Well, I would hope you're at the club, man. Like this part, a little Lion King.
That's what's going to be. That's some flavor right there.
And then it goes like hip-hoppy almost coming up. It's really good.
That adds to the suburban. It puts a little flavor seasoning in the suburban.
We needed suburban some seasoning. We needed some seasoning. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show.
I'm not going to lie. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see how this city embraces that.
Oh, it's going to be electric. Welcome back. We are live today at McGurk's in Horsham, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka for our trade deadline special. Our coming up at 11, Al Morgani will join us. I believe Jack Fritz will jump on the trade desk coming up at 11, and James will exit after a long morning. All right, James, before we hear from Dave Dombrowski on what's to come today, what's the latest out there on the trade market? You know, we know some bats are still available, some starters. It felt like yesterday the dam broke on the relief pitching.
Oh, yeah, and we've had a couple somewhat minor trades today. The Guardians, who obviously Stephen Kwan has been mentioned with the Phillies, they traded Shane Bieber to the Toronto Blue Jays. The Tigers just traded for Paul Sewald, a reliever. So, like, moves are starting to happen. Like, things are starting to get rolling. I think we'll start to see a pickup as the day goes on. And, look, I think coming into really until yesterday, Joe, it felt like a really slow deadline. You know, I feel like we always have trades on the 27th, 28th, 29th, some sort of big move, and it was really tiny stuff. And it felt like yesterday it started to break open and the market started to level out. And, it, you know, oh, it's too expensive. The prices came down or whatever, and I think we're going to see a lot of moves today. And to your point before, I think the Phillies, the names they've been connected to offensively, obviously Stephen Kwan is the top tier, will cost the most, target under control. Luis Robert, kind of that next step down, has been a name they've been attached to. It was reported this morning that the Phillies and Mets were the top teams on Robert. The Padres have emerged as the front runner at the moment. Then the Cardinals guys you mentioned, Brendan Donovan, Alec Burleson, and Lars Nootbaar, three Cardinals players who the Phillies have been tied to along with the Astros by Bob Nightingale. So those are the names that are out there now. But as we always know, too, look, like we didn't like the trade, but Austin Hayes was a name that no one heard before the trade. It was just like, oh, that's out of nowhere. So those names could come, too. But the Phillies are at least being included in these rumors about these bats, which is what you want to see.
Yeah, and look, the bat, if they acquire a bat today, which they absolutely should, it's very unlikely it's going to excite us the way... Now, Kwan could, and Kwan would. But
I think Kwan's the only, most likely the only bat they could get that would be Duran-like.
Yes, that would be super, super exciting. But sometimes you can get a bat on this day, and it helps you win the World Series. Like,
No doubt.
Tommy Edman was the NLCS MVP last year for the Dodgers. 4 years ago, Eddie Rosario, Hughie,
100%.
You were working in Atlanta then when the Braves won the World Series.
Yeah.
Both those guys,
that.
Soler
yeah.
too, they got Soler. Yes, and NLCS and World Series MVPs yes. they got in like under the radar moves at the deadline.
Right.
And Jock Peterson too was a massive part of that.
Yeah,
team.
So
how
some,
about our own Dave Dombrowski with Steve Pierce in Boston?
Great point. I mean, there's tons of these guys. Like Duran is going to be the biggest name I think they acquire.
He might be the biggest name traded.
He might be. But that doesn't mean the bat they get today doesn't play a big role. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking about the bullpen. Are they done there? Is this it for the bullpen?
No. No.
This is it.
No. I mean, if somebody put somebody that's so good on here. But between Duran, we've got Robertson coming, and we're pleased with his progress. We have Kirkring from the right-hand side, and then we're strong on the banks. We feel very comfortable where we are. And when I talk to Topper, he'll talk more about him. He's a legitimate closer. So we feel he'll fit into that role for us.
All right, let's react to that, and then we'll take your phone calls. Are we comfortable with this as the bullpen if it is done? And I, Hugh, I believe him. I think it's very unlikely they trade for another bullpen piece today. They just went and got the biggest bullpen piece, or one of the few possible biggest bullpen pieces. Hugh, are you comfortable with the new Phillies bullpen if they're done with that aspect of the team?
I think so, because I know, thinking about the closer role and how different it is, it just all depends on how you're going to use him, the usage,
yep.
you know, and how he takes his rest. He looks like a big ass dude though.
Oh, he is.
So
yeah.
he looks like a horse. So that might be somewhat of an issue. But no, I think if they didn't make any more moves, you got enough.
So James, I'm going to say I am comfortable on but I'm going to go on an assumption that as this thing goes down the stretch, one or both of Luzardo or Andrew Painter are going to help them in the bullpen. Because then I start to do the math on it. It's like, all right, you have Duran, you have David Robertson, Kirkering, Strom. Let's kind of build it off of that, okay? And then down the stretch of the season, they'll add Alvarado back in, you know, in the rest of the regular season when he comes back from suspension. We get to the postseason, I could throw a Luzardo, I could throw a Painter in there. That feels like I have five or six options for these games. And their starters, for the most part, especially Wheeler, Sanchez, they can give you 6-7, so I only need, you know, 6 to 9 outs each night.
Yeah, and I think Tanner Banks probably, if they don't add someone
it's
else,
fair
be
to
that,
put him in
that
there
other
too.
Guy is another lefty option who's actually pitched out of the
bullpen.
Because we don't know what Lazardo. I agree with you. I think Lazardo is going to go to the bullpen, and I think he plays there, but he's also never pitched out of the bullpen, so we don't know what you're going to get out of him there. But yeah, I think, look, I wouldn't be opposed to them adding another arm, obviously. But, I mean, I think if you look at where we were a couple weeks ago with this bullpen and how we felt about it, really for the majority, really since Alvarado.
How about yesterday?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ever since the Alvarado suspension, how we felt about this bullpen, I think you have to feel so much better. Again, wouldn't hate an arm, but if they had a bat today and that's it, I'm great with it. Like, I think they did enough between Robertson and Duran to make this bullpen playoff capable.
I agree. And I do think that, you know, and they've said it all year, a starter is going to help them out of the bullpen. Now, who is it? How does it work? That's to be determined. But they still have a surplus of starters, even with Abel now on the Twins.
Yeah.
I do think one of those guys, and we kind of ripped you for it a month ago. You were kind of early to the Lizardo's the one that's going to end up there. And
I keep trying to tell you, dog. Yeah. I'm a visionary.
Well,
I keep trying to tell you. And, you know, you got
far.
Nola. Didn't he have a rehab start?
Tonight
is his rehab start. So hopefully he'll be ready to go. So, yeah, you have some options there.
Now, where they don't have enough options, and that's the offense. They need a bat by 6 p.m. today. Let's hear Dave Dombrowski. And the question really was, are you guys finished? Is there more trades to come? I thought this was a fun answer from Dombrowski. He kind of cleaned it up, but at first it's like I think it was the gut feel. Here's Dombrowski yesterday.
Would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. So, I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
He cleaned it up, but the first reaction was, well, we're not done. Like it told me he's still trying to get a bat. We're not done tells me that his job today is to add another offensive piece to help them.
Yes, Luis Roberts.
That's your guy. Because
your boy went to Seattle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Suarez.
I'm glad you brought that up, because some people who may have missed it late last night, because why haven't they mentioned his name? Eugenio Suarez went to the Mariners last night, so he's off the board. So Luis Roberts, one of those names out there. I just love the way he reacted to that, James. Like, oh, we're not done.
I know.
And not only that, I think with the move with strengthening your bullpen, if you get Luis, if you get Luis, that people would be okay with that.
I would be okay with that.
I think so too. I don't think people are super excited about Luis Robert because of they look at the overall numbers.
Yeah. And they're not good.
And they're not. But I do think there's a ton of upside. We know the whole thing. I think that because they got Duran, if they add Robert, if Robert had been the main guy they got and they added like a Griffin Jacks or something else, I don't think there's excitement. But I think Duran plus is enough to get
people. Yeah, and look, Duran is a huge move. It's a difference maker, but you almost also need to add a bat to make Duran worth it, right? Like you need a lead to give Duran a lead.
I don't think you trade for Duran unless you're trading for a bat. It doesn't make sense to me, like organizationally speaking. I think they intend to trade for a bat.
So if there's one fear, and look, they've solved ninth inning now. If there's one fear, it's that they go down in the wild card series and he doesn't even get to pitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just don't have leads.
They could be on the road in a three-game series and be out like that. Yeah. And
they're down 3-1 in each of the games, or 2-1, and they just don't get a chance to give him the baseball. That's the one thing. Like, he is dependent on the rest of the team. They need to give him leads for him to close down. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Way in New Jersey's up. Hey, Way.
Way. Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Way?
Hey, I don't want to be the negative nanny, but...
But you're going to be.
So I'm just going back to what I saw the last two seasons. I'm glad they got, reliever, of his quality. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if them bats ain't there, I mean, if Schwarber goes cold, if Harper goes cold, we don't play small ball, what are we going to do?
That's why, for me personally, I'm going to get ridiculed for saying this. I want a contact hitter. Because a lot of times, since I've been here, the last couple of seasons, I've seen guys swinging out their boots and don't hit nothing. And that's been the problem.
Well, then you want a Stephen Kwan or a Brendan Donovan.
I want somebody that's going to come. Well, at this point, Joe, what do you think the price tag is going to be for Kwan?
A lot.
Huge.
That's what I'm
Huge.
Saying. But it has to be somebody that's not afraid of playing within himself and just moving runners over. Because that's been the issue. Like, Every postseason that I've seen since I've been here, you see guys come up to the plate and they're trying to be the hero.
Yeah.
They're trying to play hero ball. So, yeah, I want somebody that's going to put the bat on the ball. I say that right?
Bat on the ball. You can't put the ball on the bat.
You have the bat
in your hand.
But bottom line is I want somebody to do that and just move runners over because that's been the issue.
Can I say one last thing?
Go ahead, Way.
So listening to you guys, last season, at the end of the season before, the end of the season, their critique was the Phillies don't play small ball. And, they just don't put guys on the base. Everybody gets up there swinging for home runs. And that's what I'm scared of this year. I think they're going to go up there, the bat's going to go cold, and everybody's going to start swinging for the ceiling.
Well, it's been part of the problem, Way. And the other part of the problem, and we appreciate the phone call, James, is they haven't been able to protect Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's – so – The way I view it is in this context, they have to protect Bryce. So they could do it one of two ways. If they get a Kwan or a Donovan, they could drop Schwarber down to the cleanup spot and put this new guy one or two along with Trey. If they get a Luis Robert, for example, or a guy that has some pop in his bat, you could put that guy behind Harper. Like, it doesn't really matter to me. I can't go into the postseason and say, Boehm and Castellanos, it's all on you. Because I've seen that story before. It doesn't work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Yeah, they need another top-of-the-order bat is the point. Whether it's a leadoff guy, whether it's a two-hitter, whether it's a four-hitter, they need someone who... Look, we've talked all year about, offensively, how much pressure is on those top three guys. How if Trey, Harper, and Schwarber don't hit, they're literally screwed. And you need another guy up there. You need to extend the lineup. And to your point, you need to protect Harper. Because when it's 1-2-3 and Harper's third, like, he's in no man's land there with these guys behind him. Like, I know JT's hit better now. You can't count on that in the, like, to continue for the rest of the season. I came into this deadline saying it's not – we do a lot of, like, oh, what do they need more, an arm or a bat? This was a case where you could choose what they need more, but they need both.
Yes.
Like, they have to add both.
Well, I could already feel it, Hugh. People are really excited today, as they should be, right? Duran is legit. But if they don't do anything by 6 p.m. tonight to fix the offense, I think tomorrow is going to be more frustrated than excited.
A little bit. But I think overall, like I said, I jumped in the truck just because I wanted to hear what people had to say. I tuned in because this is one of those things where, you know about the player, but you don't know what kind of impact he could potentially have, so you want to hear what the people have to say. And it seemed like overwhelmingly everybody was excited. So when you talk about what this bullpen was and what it is now, I think people are excited about the energy that he's going to bring. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'm not going to lie to you. Watching his walk-up and his music, I would imagine that as a player, that does something to you. Knowing that you have somebody out there that basically when you look at him, he's like, oh, you need to get me to get somebody out, hold my beer. I'm about to go take care of business. Like, that's a different kind of energy. That, to me, is the type of energy that this team has been missing. And like Selt said, in the playoffs, I want to see that too, because that's something totally different, especially if you're in a tight game, which we've been in a couple playoff series. Mm-hmm. We've been in some tight games. To see that to me gives you juice as a player. Yeah. To make you want to, you know, defend better and go out there and try to bring it home.
You also make Rob Thompson's life easier. He only has to manage eight innings.
Yeah.
You know, he can mix and match in the seventh and eighth and not have to be like, oh, geez, if I use this guy. Because there's been so many games this year, James, where I'm like, all right, he's using whoever the best at the moment is, whether it's Kirkering or Strom or whoever's pitching well in the moment. He's using him in the sixth or the seventh. Like, I'm thinking to myself, how is he getting through the ninth?
It's been a theme of the season. Honestly, part of getting Duran just selfishly for me.
I can relax.
Yes. Is
you
the
go
enjoyment,
get a beer.
Yes. Yeah. The enjoyment of watching the game. Like, it really does suck the life out of watching a game when you know that you could blow every game in the ninth inning. Like, it sucks. Like, this is something that helps the team, but I think also will just really improve our lives as baseball watching fans.
It's improved. Dave Dombrowski improved all our lives yesterday.
Literally.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now he's got to do it again
and
by 6 o'clock.
The ironic thing is, like, we got beat up by the Sox. And
yeah, again, we talked about not talking about that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I find the irony in all this, and nobody was upset.
Yep.
Like, nobody was
well,
upset.
Well, what would today be like?
You know, well, of course you were, Kyle. That's
on
brand for you.
What would today be like if they didn't make a move and they got beat up by the White Sox?
Oh, my God. We'd be in here because we'd be saying, Dave's going to do it again.
Yep.
He's going to not do anything, and we're going to sit here all day, and we're going to get
Carlos DeStefes and
someone else, and they're going to lose in the first round. This sucks.
Yeah. We'd have been whining.
And they can't even beat the White Sox.
It is amazing to also the White Sox. It is wild. Aaron in San Diego's up. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
There he is. All right, Aaron, what do you got?
Joe, this is like history repeating itself.
Here we go. Are you going to be down on them getting one of the best closers in baseball? Are we serious?
It's a fantastic move, okay?
Okay.
But let's face it, it's not one piece to the puzzle that we're missing. We're missing a quarter of the puzzle.
No, that's not true.
What?
Not a quarter.
Let me ask you something, Joe. What kind of impact would have Durant had on the last six games that the Phillies played?
The last six games, probably not that much.
You're talking because they were getting blown out.
Exactly.
Like,
Probably would have helped in that loss to the Red Sox, the 9-7 game.
Oh, yeah. The
extras.
The one that Luzardo was up and they blew.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that game, yeah. All right, so you're talking about the three versus the White Sox and the three versus the Yankees.
The game against the Yankees. They lost that game 4-3. It was close. Like, who knows if Durant keeps them in.
What's your point?
The point is that the impact that this guy is going to make is not what the Phillies are missing, okay?
Let me say this. I think for the rest of the season, the bat they get today actually could have more of an impact than Johan Duran. In October, you can't underestimate the impact of a closer in October, of a guy. Every out matters so much, Aaron. Every game matters so much. Like, the moment he's in the game could be the difference between winning a series and losing a series. In the playoffs, you can't underestimate how much he matters.
Joe, we've got, and here's my prediction, we've got another guy who's a big fish from a little pond coming into Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is not San Diego. It's not Minnesota. It's not Milwaukee. It's New York. It's Boston. It's L.A. The pressure that this guy is going to feel is something that he has never experienced before. And that walk-in music is going to be the coolest thing when it first happens. But as soon as he pulls his first Romano and blows a save or two.
Let's not put him in the same category of Jordan Romano.
Like, come on, dude.
Who can now watch the playoffs from the stands with the rest of us. I mean, come on, Aaron.
Had Mariano Rivera ever pitched in New York before he pitched in New York?
No,
like,
he's a fisherman's kid from Panama.
Exactly. And you know what he did? He stepped in the 1996 World Series and pitched the seventh and eighth inning of every freaking game. They handed it to Wetland, and they were awesome. Like, I think that's a nonsensical thing to say, Aaron.
James, are you seriously comparing Rivera to this guy?
No, he was comparing your point that just because the guy's never pitched
in a big city doesn't mean that he can't pitch in a big city.
You compared him to Romano, by the way, which is worse.
All I'm saying is, and
yeah, way worse. He's closer to Rivera than Romano.
Is that we as Philadelphia fans have to say, hey, it's a great move, okay? But we can't do what we always do and make these guys out to be Superman and make them out to be that they are the answer to
everything.
Bro,
he's the best closer, arguably the best closer in baseball, Aaron.
I would push back a little bit on that and say, why not? This is a great city to play in, man. And I remember vividly when I came to the vet and I played. It's to have people cheering for you and you haven't done anything, it changes things for you. It makes you want to – You want to reward them for believing in you. And I can just imagine how it's going to look when he comes up with his walk. That's something that I'm pretty sure this fan base is not accustomed to seeing, like that kind of energy in that building. So I'm thinking if he feels that, he might feel differently about the city.
It's a chance. Hey, it's a chance it could be like that.
Yeah, I mean, he could be pumped up by this. I mean, like, I understand your point, Aaron, but I can't sit here today, the day after they acquire one of the best relief pitchers in baseball, and say, I'm worried he can't pitch in a big city. Like, 3 weeks from now, if he's blown five saves?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll say, uh-oh. But today, I don't have any of that evidence. Like, all I know is the guy dominates when he pitches.
And you know he pitches on the road, too, right, Aaron? You know that he pitches in games not just in Minnesota.
At Fenway Park, yeah, and Yankee Stadium, and Wrigley Stadium. Field.
Like,
all
you know that, right?
My point, gentlemen, is that we are going to build this guy up into something that is beyond realistic expectations. And as soon as he flounders, because he will flounder.
Well, he's going to blow a save.
He's going to destroy this
guy. Talking
about?
I'm just telling you. I don't know what you're getting at.
I don't get the worst.
It was not a great phone
Aaron,
call.
What did you want them to do versus what they did, like in the bullpen?
No, they made a great move. They added another piece to the puzzle.
Yes.
But we're not done yet. We still need multiple player. We need another bullpen arm. We need two more, you know, power hitters. We need a ton
of stuff. Can I say something? I feel dumber after having listened to this call. It's like Billy Madison. I feel dumber than I was 3 minutes ago.
They're not going to remake a quarter of the baseball team in one day. Like, we got to – beggars can't be choosers here. If you can get me a bat today, I'll go to war with this and cross my fingers and hope for you. You're not getting three more bats today, Aaron. What are we talking about?
My point yesterday about Machado is it was a sarcastic thing because
it was insane.
That is the type of move that we need to make in order to move the needle.
I'm happy you live in San Diego so you can't get up early enough to call the morning
the
show.
Aaron, they're not getting Manny Machado. Like, the good team, if you're in the playoffs, you're not trading the Phillies your best players. I mean, that's the bottom line. Here's the deal. Are the Phillies complete right now? No. The other thing, James, and I saw this yesterday that blew me away. So the Brewers will enter August with the best record in baseball. It's the lowest winning percentage for a team with the best record in baseball entering August in the modern era.
Wow.
There is no great team in baseball. What?
That's a fascinating stat.
It's parity. This is as much.
Look, the difference between the best record in baseball and what, like the sixth or seventh, it's like three games.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these teams clumped together right now.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh looks at brings up the standings every day. Like, the gap between the number one seed, which is the Brewers, and like the seventh seed is like six games.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's tight.
It's really wild.
So, I mean, yes, could the Phillies use more? Of course they could use more. We want a bat by, you know, by 6 o'clock tonight, but every little move makes a difference when they're all tight here. All right, James, before we let you go, we know you've been on the desk for a while, and we got Jack coming up in a little bit here. What's your prediction, and then what is your hope? If you get like your what you would want the most versus what do you think will happen by 6 p.m.?
So my want is Stephen Kwan. Like, I am all in on – I was all in coming in. I was ready to commit to this team. After getting Duran, you add Kwan. I know you're giving up some high-end prospects to do it. It's probably going to cost Aiden Miller plus, and I love Aiden Miller. I'm not looking to get.
But you guys have Aiden Miller night.
That's
my hopes.
Guy. Like, I'm not. If they don't trade him, I'll be happy he's here. And I hope they could get Kwan without giving. Maybe you could do Escobar and Crawford and something else. Like, I do think there are packages you could put together. I would go for Kwan. I think he's a perfect fit. I think 2 weeks after Stephen Kwan is here, he's every player, every person in Philadelphia's favorite player.
Yes.
He's everything everyone asks for. He's a contact hitter. He plays hard every single play. He's a great defensive player. He's a great runner. He's a heady player. He's talented. Like, everything we want. That's the guy. So I'm all in on that. I don't expect them to actually get him. I think it's possible, but if I had to bet, to use point, I think you're looking at a Luis Robert type guy, that next step down, Brendan Donovan, hopefully someone in that range who is a real upgrade, or potentially in Robert's case, but likely a real upgrade to the offense, but maybe not quite the level. Because if you get Kwan, it's like Kwan and Duran are probably the two best players moved at the deadline.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a step below that. But I'm all in. Go get Stephen Kwan as far as I'm concerned.
Let's do it. All right, 215-592-9494. Thank you, James. All right, Jack's going to be on the trade desk coming up. Al Morgani is going to join us here on the panel.
The legend.
I can't wait to talk to him. At noon today, we will have Scott Fransky for a full hour, Spike and Ike later, Jack as well. We'll continue talking through all the rumors out there. The Phillies need a bat. Are you good now with where the bullpen is with Duran and the signing of David Robertson? Your reaction to the Phillies making a huge deal yesterday. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Horsham on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.